Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello and welcome to Quick Save, our weekly gaming segment of Comic Book Nation. I am your host, Logan Moore, and joining me today is a guest on the Quick Save this week, Max Roberts, my old buddy, old co-worker of various different media outlets, has come here to talk to us today about what we're going to get into in a moment. First off, though, Max, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you for inviting me on the show. Not only old friends, I mean, I just found pictures of us together at my fourth birthday party at a Pizza King. So, yes. I mean, we've...
And then we lost touch for a good 20-year gap there, but yes.
Almost 25 years.
Yes, we're getting old. Today's episode is going to be all about something kind of different. We're not going to talk about any... I mean, we're going to talk about a big news story of the week, but we're going to dive specifically into chatting about Invincible, which is the series from Image and Skybound that has been blowing up on Prime Video with the television series. And the way that this relates to us is that there is an Invincible video game that is in the works, a AAA video game, which is why this is a big deal. And Max here is a huge Invincible fan like myself. If you've been following our uploads here on the Comic Book Nation feed, you know that we've done a lot of review episodes throughout the course of season two for Invincible on Prime. Max here is a big Invincible fan himself, though, so I figured it would be good to get him in here and talk about this video game and everything that's happening. Before we dive into the specifics of the game, though, and what's going on with that, Max, what's your sort of history with Invincible and your level of fandom, I suppose?
It's all your fault. You hounded me for years. You're like, you'd like this, you should read Invincible. And then I picked up a copy of the book, one of the like hardbacks, and read through however many issues in there, bought the second one, realized it was too expensive to sustain that pace, so I started using library cards.
Yes.
But then I'd run out of digital rentals for the month, so then I'd use my wife's library card and then my mom's library card, and I very quickly consumed all of Invincible and have since read it and watched the TV show and, you know, preach the gospel of Invincible just like you did to me all those years ago. It's just top to bottom one of the best things I've ever read. I love it so much.
And you and I got into Invincible obviously before it has blown up. Like, now it is kind of I don't want to say a stapleness.
It's an Amazon Prime animated series.
It's a big thing in pop culture right now, Invincible. Like, you're seeing it all over, obviously Prime, but then social media, I'm seeing Invincible stuff everywhere now compared to a few years ago where it was like it's in Fortnite. Yeah, like it is becoming a huge, huge deal. So for it to now become a video game, which is what's happening here, and we're going to break down everything that's happening. So if you missed the news earlier this week, Skybound, which is the company, again, that houses Invincible, that's Robert Kirkman, the co-creator of Invincible, that's his company that he has that houses stuff like The Walking Dead, Invincible, all those sorts of things. Skybound revealed that it is internally developing a AAA Invincible video game. The project is still in the very early stages. Skybound itself is actually raising money to assist with its creation. They are doing crowdfunding is probably the wrong word. Like they're putting, they have started a campaign.
Investment?
Yeah, they've started a campaign here on like a, it's a website called Republic, which is like an investor site. So it's kind of crowdfunding, but it is more like, no, you are investing in this product like in a more official way than you would if it was, you know, done through other crowdfunding means.
Right. It reminds me a lot of Psychonauts 2 and Fig. Apparently Fig has been rolled into this Republic company as well. So they're almost one in the same in that regard.
Yeah. So I mean, if you invest in this, you're gonna get a kickback of however this turns out, it feasibly, who knows what that will be. They're also adding different perks, like you can get Skybound Insider perks if you invest $100, which is the minimum. So anyway, they're raising money for this game. They've said in the past that over the past year they've already raised $18 million in total, which has kind of kickstarted this project. They said that they have a team of about 30 people internally. Again, this is going to be their first internally developed video game. Skybound's been making more games over the past couple of years, but they've been doing it with various partners. The team that they have said they have assembled right now has veterans from Activision, Electronic Arts, Amazon Games, a couple other really big like AAA developers and publishers around the industry. And other than that, though, they have not said like what this game will be, other than, you know, like staple Invincible stuff. They've said it's going to have a focus on story. They've said it's going to have a focus on blood, guts, and gore, because of course Invincible is hyper violence to the max. And other than that, they haven't said, you know, any details on a release window. There's no genre attached to this. So for the rest of this episode, we're going to kind of talk about like what we would want that to be. Obviously,
right.
We'll dive into it more here in a second, but they've said a couple little things here and there that makes us, that gives us good ideas of where we think they're taking this. Mm-hmm. And I guess let's just start there, like the genre. I think when you hear Invincible AAA video game, your mind immediately goes to something like, oh, they're going to make like a Marvel Spider-Man equivalent of this, you know, an open world game where you're flying around as Mark and beating up the Mahler twins and, you know, stuff like that. Like, and that's the type of, I want to talk about this before we shift into the other genre, which we think it will be, just this open world concept that I think a lot of people think of at first. Like, people have not wanted to do this sort of, I know this is Invincible, but like people have said forever, like, oh, you can't do an open world Superman game. It just wouldn't work.
It's a similar problem.
A similar problem with this, but could something like that work feasibly? Like,
More and more I tend to think yes, because we've seen things, especially in the superhero realm of IP, Batman, the Arkham series in particular, or Spider-Man, like you mentioned, those are successful and work, bringing those IPs into an open world video game setting. And while Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, has not necessarily been received very well, it's that example of bringing a world to life in an open world environment. And they figured out a way to make characters like Harley Quinn and the talking shark guy, you know, like fly and leap around. Yeah. You know, it's totally, I think there's a way to adapt it. Now, being able to just get up and fly anywhere, it's an interesting problem. Don't necessarily want to have a Superman 64 scenario, but
Superman Returns.
I'm sure there's a gameplay way to make that work. So I could see it. I just don't know if Invincible is necessarily tailored for that.
I think the larger problem here would just be the funds they've accrued. Like they've already amassed $18 million, it says, to work on this project. At the time of this writing, the Republic crowdfunding thing that they're running here, it runs until the end of April. They've raised an additional $500,000, which already clears their goal. This was the kind of the weird thing with how they launched this. They said they wanted a minimum of 50,000, but a maximum of 5 million. So they do cap it at some point. So if they hit that 5 million cap, I guess it would just, the crowdfunding would just end immediately.
Possibly. I'm not, because you're entering into this, it goes beyond a Kickstarter, right? There's financial implications here beyond investments and,
well, there's Kickstarter usually has like goals that you can surpass. Sure. This says it's a maximum, implying like they would stop if they hit 5 million.
Right.
So they've already hit their goal though. So this is clearly something that's going to continue. I mean, even even with nearly $20 million amassed for this, though, like making a game of that sort of scale and size is just not feasible with how expensive video games are right now. Unless they are running some sort, unless the people they've hired over there know how to make video games on an insane budget.
Insane, a AAA game on an insane budget. I mean, wasn't Marvel Spider-Man 2, it cost $300 million or something?
It was something insane. I think it cost two or three times more than the first game did, which was only, what, 5 years prior?
Yeah, it's, things scale very quickly these days when you throw the words AAA, open world, and then a huge IP attached to it. Things get out of control pretty quickly, it seems.
So I think the notion that obviously, again, a lot of people are going to immediately think this will be an open world flying around as Mark Grayson, maybe flying through space too. You could do that. As Invincible, that would actually be a really big deal for them to do that. That's probably not going to happen. What this seems most likely that it's going to be, and Max, you and I have talked about this for years. And in fact, there is an old episode of Comic Book Nation, I want to say I pulled it up the other day too. From
season three, episode 15.
Yeah,
from April 2021, almost 3 years ago.
3 years ago, exactly, we had Robert Kirkman on Comic Book Nation, and I was interviewing him, and I just said, you know, if you're making an Invincible game at any point, it has to be a fighting game. He didn't really have anything to say to that, other than he said that, I just basically told him, like, I want to plant this nugget in your head, and he said, you didn't need to do that. I've already, you know, he just kind of implied, like, I've already had such an idea, so... A fighting game makes the most sense to me. It has always made the most sense for Invincible. It leans into the franchise, as you know, puts violence front and center with these big over-the-top battles. Invincible, I mean, even though there's a main character group of, you know, 3 to 5 characters, there is a larger group of, you know,
it's a whole universe.
30 characters that you could pull into a game like this. You know, anyone from all the different various Viltrumites to Battle Beast, and it's just all the Guardians of the Globe, and then you could start pulling in other Image characters potentially as well. I was thinking about this the other day, like they do in the comics, they could incorporate stuff like Savage Dragon and Witchblade, like they end up doing in the comics.
Space Dog, or right, that
was a Science Dog,
Science Dog,
as they do in the TV show.
Like those, totally, that
you can throw stuff like that in there too. Like there's just such an extensive roster of characters that you could put into an Invincible fighting game, and that still makes the most sense to me on paper. I don't know if you agree with that or
oh, absolutely. In my mind, I envision a 2D fighter in kind of the vein of a Marvel versus Capcom or a Dragon Ball Fighters, where you pick a team of, you know, two or three fighters and bring them in and duke it out on a 2D plane. That in my mind, that translates not only to the medium of comics, but just the art style from Ryan Ottley and Invincible itself. Lots of room for blood and gore to happen in that space. That's what I see in my mind, is a 2D type fighter.
So, I mean, if they're doing a fighting game, though, obviously that opens the door to a lot of different possibilities. Is this going to be a fighting game in the vein of, you know, something one-on-one, typically, historically, I should say, something like Street Fighter? Or is it going to be in the vein of Marvel versus Capcom, where you're picking two or three different characters and then it's a tag fighter? Or is it going to be something like Tekken, where it's like 2D, 3D hybrid? It's a 2D fighter in a 3D plane, you know,
It could even be like Budokai Tenkaichi, where you're flying around in a 3D space. That would make sense for a lot of characters.
I would be very sad if it is something like that. But yes, it could be something like that. Honestly, that would almost make more sense than like a traditional 2D fighter would.
It could even be a platform fighter, technically, possibly.
That would not be great. I guess there's so many different directions to go down. I mean, just broadly saying, you know, oh, this is probably a fighting game is one thing. But like, what direction do they go in? I guess, what would you like to see them do with all those different permutations of different fighting games?
In my head, it's a tag fighter with three characters that you can pick, a la Dragon Ball Z Fighters or a Marvel vs. Capcom. I think just what sticks in my head is the Guardians of the Globe specifically, like being able to assemble your own little team and fight that out and create really cool, weird combinations in ways where narratively you know, they could have these kind of one-liners as they go into fights or like teaming up together. Put, you know, what was it, Battle Beast and
Thrag?
Yeah, like they could be on a team together and have some really interesting dialogue, you know, kind of like in Mortal Kombat when they have these quips between each other's when you make really cool combinations and interesting storylines. That totally opens it up. And story is one of the things that they talk about in their pitch to everyone to invest, is being able to grow and expand and create new stories with Invincible. Being able to puzzle piece together little teams, I think, could let those types of stories develop over the course of the life of the game.
Yeah, I think a tag fighter would also work well. I feel like a lot of people are doing, you know, tag fighters at this point. Like, I know even
2XKO.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, even Mortal Kombat, for people not aware, that's the new League of Legends fighting game. I forgot about the name of that until now. Even Mortal Kombat has started dipping its toes into that sort of space with the cameo fighters and stuff like that. I think it does make the most sense here, though. The thing for me that I would want to see the most, and this is where it gets interesting, because you mentioned to me before, I don't know if you mentioned it on the episode, but they're making this, it looks like, an Unreal 5, which is the newest version of the Unreal Engine, which is not much of a surprise, given some of the veteran talent that they've hired from this game. I think they've even hired people from Epic to work on this project. That to me says that this is going to be like a 3D graphics game. I wish it would be sprite based, though. I wish it would be like more old school.
Could you imagine? Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I wish it would look like the comics. I think that would be so cool. Like, similar to, you know, even something like, again, Dragon Ball FighterZ, which is like a little bit of a 2D, 3D. It resembles the same style as the show. I would love to see a fighting game that resembles the style of the comics. Mm-hmm. Because even with the TV series, I don't think... there's something about the animation style that doesn't exactly hone in to how it's presented in the comics, which I know it can't be, you can't do one-to-one animation of how comic book art styles are, but still, it's just, I think they can maybe do something like that a little bit more with a video game.
I think, yeah, especially when they incorporate 2D assets in 3D environments, it's one of the trickiest things to balance. I'm kind of, you talking about that reminds me about that game they just sort of recently put out on Steam, that Adam Eve, Invincible Presents Adam
the
Eve.
Visual
that
novel?
Is,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's 2D, and it's a visual novel. It makes a bit more sense in that gameplay style, but at least there's an inkling of favoring 2D assets in their game development, it seems.
Yeah, that, and they've tried to, you know, there's a game that they did with Ubisoft that's on mobile devices too.
I think
it's called Guarding the Globe. That they released last year. They've been ramping up more Invincible games over the past year for sure.
Trying to catch up to The Walking Dead.
They are trying to catch up to The Walking Dead, even though The Walking Dead's not in as great of a place right now with that Destiny's game they just released or whatever, which was like widely considered one of the worst of this past year. I think, so we've talked a lot about here, like the fighting game, like this being a fighting game. I think the thing that, I don't want to say confirms, but like borderline very much indicates that they are doing this, is that in the write-up of the game previously, I'm actually looking through the campaign here right now as we're recording, and I don't see it. They might have deleted it or tweaked it, or maybe I just can't.
There's a couple of like read more buttons that expand. Yeah. It could be just buried under one of those.
But I know originally at one point in one version of this, maybe I just can't find it right now, but the write-up originally said, it did not provide a genre, but it said that there would be competitive and local play modes.
Yeah, it's still on the page. I pulled it in this morning. Yeah, competitive and local play designed to contribute new stories to the Invincible multiverse, enabling future releases, expansions, new character arcs, and adventures for years to come. They're talking DLC for years, stories, and that competitive and local play. Local play.
Yeah. I just don't know how you check off all those boxes of, you know, this is a multiplayer game that you can play online or at home. It's a game that we're going to tell stories in. It's a game that's going to have tons of violence. We're going to have new expansions and DLC and stuff. It's like everything that they're saying, like, I can't think of another game that has all those sorts of elements that wouldn't be a fighting game. Now, maybe 10 years ago, when every video game around had a tacked on multiplayer mode or something like that. It'd sure. Like, okay, like, you know, local play and competitive and online competitive is just a norm. But that stuff is not really... Any games that have local play modes now, like, really are just fighting games for the most part. Like
fighting and racing, like arcade racers.
Yeah, like a lot of stuff has just gotten rid of local co-op or local multiplayer over the past few years, other than fighting games. Like that is the one genre that I can think of that has never done away with that. Like even stuff like Halo, everybody was so mad that they got rid of couch co-op with Halo Infinite. And
don't remind me.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
I was just another indication to me on that Republic page is a quote here with cutting edge competitive gameplay, premium production values, and the most advanced online and technical foundations. And then they also say with multiple DLC expansions. To me, that's fighting game. Advanced online technical foundations. You got to have, you know, the best online. What is it? Where they, I forget the term for it, the server.
The netcode or whatever.
Netcode, thank you. Yeah, just like rock solid there and competitive gameplay, meaning you're competing, you're fighting against the computer or other real life opponents. Like to me, it's, this is saying we're a fighting game without saying we're a fighting game.
Yeah, you're thinking of rollback netcode is what you're
thinking. Thank you, rollback. That is exactly what I was thinking of.
The one that everybody wants. Yeah, again, it just seems like a fighting game. Just everything. And we've gone through, you mentioned it before, but you've gone through some of the different job roles that they're hiring for right now at Skybound. They're hiring a combat designer. They're hiring a network engineer. They're hiring a gameplay software engineer. There's some small little tidbits in those. Again, nothing overtly given away.
But if you read between the lines...
If you're familiar enough with video games, it just seems like everything is pointing to a fighting game. And not only that, but like it's important to mention as well, like Omni-Man just came to Mortal Kombat. And so I'm wondering if that was their way of like testing things or if they had any input there. A lot of people are going to see if this does end up being a fighting game whenever this is announced. I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh my gosh, they just decided to make a full-blown fighting game after Omni-Man was in Mortal Kombat. And I'm going to guess that they've had this idea for a hot minute, and then that idea just sort of landed in their lap to collab with Mortal Kombat in that way. And
yeah,
you know, here we are.
When you take that quote from Robert when you interviewed him 3 years ago, like clearly the idea for a fighting game for Invincible has just been at least that, an idea within Skybound. And then if you look specifically at the Mortal Kombat deal, I think there's a little bit more there with Amazon and having the guy from The Boys in there as well. Like there's kind of almost a multimedia angle to that particular DLC, and Mortal Kombat does that right, where they pull in popular characters from Hollywood and bring them in. From they had the alien, I think, and Predator, and yes. Kratos was in the game at one point. Like they have no problem pulling in famous characters and superheroes. Plus NetherRealm also did that DC fighting game, Injustice. So
yeah,
there's a lot of
they pulled stuff like the Turtles into that. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were in Injustice. Yep. And they've always been down to do collabs like that. So yeah, I have no doubt that maybe Kirkman and those Skybound had this idea, and then Mortal Kombat's like, hey, we have this idea too. What if we did this? What if we work together like this? You know, I'd love to know more about how that came to be. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about is that all of the sort of, you know, details of this project here still mention a heavy emphasis on story and telling new stories and stuff like that. Obviously, you can still do that in a fighting game, even though it maybe it's a little less normal. Like, I don't know, there's usually like individual campaigns for each character, and then you can reach the end of the ladder or whatever you're doing. That's more like classic fighting games. They'll probably have a story mode in this. I guess my question, though, is that does it just retell the story of the comics in like a fighting game format? Do they try to do something wholly different? Do they skip to the end of the comic book series and they're like, this is now the expansion on everything that happens at the end of the Invincible comics, and now we're going to tell a new story? I don't think they would do that, but that would be cool.
I think it's possible. See, I'm drawn to a couple of things. I think Mortal Kombat shows that you can have a dedicated story mode in a game that has you play as multiple characters and has a canonical kind of story to its universe. And Mortal Kombat is zany and crazy and very comic booky. So I think that applies. And you could just retell Invincible. It's a clearly defined story. It's on beat. And who knows where the show will be by the time this game comes out. It could line up there.
Yeah.
But then through DLC or expansions, or even in the game from the get-go, you could have some of the characters that are at the end of the Invincible comic have their stories expanded upon. Or maybe you follow Alan around as he does something for, what's the consortium of the Coalition of Planets?
Coalition of Planets, yeah.
You know, you could maybe go do that. Or Battle Beast, you could do like this little Battle Beast side story that's woven into the larger Invincible narrative and hit those big beats.
I mean, so that would be my main in the game. For
you'd definitely Battle be Beast. A heavy Battle Beast. Yeah.
Yes, I would have.
He would have to be brutal, which would be so great to play as.
I feel like they could add. I mean, talking about DLC and stuff like that too. I feel like they could add. Again, I don't want to spoil too much of Invincible for those who
trying to
watch the show. I mean, I can just say names like Terra and Marky and people like that. Like they could go really full tilt and add a lot of characters that are in the comics because again. I mean, the majority of Invincible revolves around Invincible himself, Mark Grayson, and, you know, Adam Eve and a couple others. But there is a expansive list of, you know, 50 plus characters they could add to this for sure. And
even it just reminded me again, Amazon did that. They did a little Adam Eve one off episode kind of in between seasons that explored a little bit of her origin story that. At least as far as I remember, wasn't really touched on in the original run of the comics.
No, it wasn't.
There's ways to expand on these characters beyond origin stories or events beyond their initial role in the comics. So I think totally, could you imagine like almost a prequel-like story of Nolan before he got to Earth the first time? Like there could have been some really cool stuff there.
That would be fun. Like there's a lot of storytelling opportunities with something like this. Again, having it be in a fighting game format might not be the most narrative centric way you could do it, but they're still, again, like you said, Mortal Kombat's probably the best example of this in recent years. Mortal Kombat and Injustice. I'd say Injustice actually is where NetherRealm got a lot more of their sort of storytelling chops that then bled back into the Mortal Kombat games over the past few years. Last thing I wanted to touch on is, when do you think we actually see this and it releases? Because obviously this is crowdfunding right now. They're still hiring for key roles at the studio. It feels like this is like, this is like 2028 or something like that, maybe.
The earliest potential could be if they do an early access, which is another way to secure some sort of funding and would be good for a fighting game. We just saw that a year ago with the Warner Brothers fighting game.
Multiverses.
They were
That was an open beta that they then revoked for everybody. So that's a little different.
This is true, but they also took your money. So the early access or an open beta period. So a fighting game being developed in public, I think, does garner goodwill for the fighting game community. You could look at that League of Legends fighter as well. They're getting a lot of community input right now and tweaking the game toward that and their design. So I think we might learn about this game's existence, like, officially sooner than it'll actually release, and with the leverage of potential early access or open betas.
I would imagine that like going early access is also really beneficial for a new team, a new studio. Again, Skybound has existed for a while, but this is the first time they're doing anything internally, making a video game. And they've said that that's to, you know, retain complete creative control. Like they said that the IP will remain under complete control of our team, franchise stakeholders, and Invincible co-creator Robert Kirkman. So they
want to let it out of the house.
They don't want to let it out. So I think for a team that's, you know, just kind of coming together and is just trying to figure out what this is, early access could really work well. And in that case, maybe we see it sooner rather than later. And not only that, but maybe we end up seeing this sooner rather than later, purely because this is going to be a little bit of a cheaper project too. Again, not to say anything bad about its quality, but something like Spider-Man that's $300 million has to cook in the oven, you imagine, for 5-6 years, something like that. Maybe if some, sure. if this is a little bit of a smaller scale type of thing, that can get it out more quickly. But there's just, no matter what, they're still, at the end of the day, they're still raising money for this, which I think says a lot about where this is at right now.
Yes, so. They are. They're definitely raising funds. And you can see, though, at least they've talked about it, multiple DLC expansions, almost a live service angle to it. Maybe not free to play in that sense, but recurring revenue is clearly a design at the core of this game. Whether that's something like cosmetics or different costumes or new character packs and story things like that, the whole gamut. So having a, assuming the game is successful and has that steady stream of revenue, that would then allow the team to make other games and build up, kind of keep it growing from inside, which is why they're keeping it all in-house anyway. So it's clearly an investment in the future of Skybound as a multimedia company. And this is, they're securing investment from the outside first before they start regenerating it internally.
Yeah.
With these investors.
They have said, for clarity, that it won't be free to play. It is a premium release that will have DLC afterwards. And then they go on to say that they've already struck, you know, the relationships with Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, Steam, Epic, those sorts of things. So it'll, I mean, it's assumed that this will come out everywhere whenever it does release, but.
They've in the network engineering job posting, they talked about cross-platform backend services. So it's clearly cross-platform play, multi-platform release. This, it sounds like the idea is for it to be everywhere whenever it comes out.
Well, hopefully it's out sooner rather than later, because this is something I seriously think that you and I have been talking about this sort of nugget of an idea here for, I don't know, 7-8 years,
far
something
too long.
Like that. So it's cool to see that I think it's actually happening, which is why I wanted to get you on here to talk about this, because I know you and I have sort of passively discussed this with one another just over the years. So it's fun times. It's still very strange to me that again, Invincible is something that you and I both got into before it's really blown up in this way, and now we're just like, oh my gosh, there's a TV show, there's a video game, there's a live action movie, maybe. That thing's been in.
Yeah, what's up with the movie, man? I don't
development
know.
Hell forever, it seems like. Maybe not hell, but I don't know. It's just been on the back burner. Is there anything else that you want to say about this game or anything like, Max? Or can you let the people know where we can find you out on the internet?
Hi, Slade. off the top of my head, please be a 2D-ish fighter game. Not a 3D one like Tekken or even Budokai, no matter how much I love Budokai. So if we're taking any sort of feedback, I would just be a 2D style game, please. But as for me, you can just find my writing over at maxfrequency.net. That's where I live and host my own podcasts and stuff over there. So you could just go there to check things out.
And you can find me here on Comic Book Nation's Quick Save each and every week. We will be back next week. One housekeeping note. We are moving. If you want to watch our shows live as we do this, we're going to start streaming once again from the Comic Book Nation YouTube channel. We have been bouncing back and forth between the comicbook.com one and the Comic Book Nation YouTube channel. We have two different ones. The Comic Book Nation is where we're going to be at moving forward. You can find all of our live stream VODs over there if you would rather watch our faces talk about this stuff rather than just hearing the audio. Other than that, though, please subscribe to Comic Book Nation across all different feeds and stuff like that. That helps us out a lot. And that's going to do it for this episode. We will be back next week with a new edition of Quick Save. Who knows what we'll talk about? But until that time, have a good week, everybody. Bye-bye.